J-Lo, chicken rhythm. Pop-pop J-Lo, chicken rhythm. Chicken rhythm.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Chicken rhythm. And that is a request for the Melnick. Chicken rhythm. Man, what a nice little set that was. We were Dixie Fried by Carl Perkins. And then we heard all these great outtakes of Colonel Sanders when he was pretty much not much of him. There's about 3% of him left as a human being trying to record some Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials. Pretty fun. And then, oh, man, another humdinger from Paul, Little Feat, Dixie Chicken. And what else did we hear? We heard, what do we hear? Taco Plerso. Taco Plerso. Yeah, there we go. Rada de las Patas. And then we heard 8-Piece Box, a killer tune by Southern Culture on the Skids. And we had Taco Chakra by the Experimental Dental School. And we started off, woo, man, oh, Manischewitz, that was a while ago, with Rufus Thomas's version of Funky Chicken. Man, I tell you, putting the show together at the last minute was part of the because I was motivated. I didn't feel like working, you know, because that was supposed to be a theme, like workers, this and that, because we're starting the civilization period. Starting in 2 weeks, I will not be on next week. I will be working. I'll be playing a repeat show. But, yeah, it's kind of cool. Kelv's caught. Some folks caught the Monday show. I have a new time slot for Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, and that is Mondays, 11 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, 11 to 2 p.m. Killer slot. And I asked for that type. It's probably going to last the summer. But it's not going to go, I can't see it making the fall cut, but I will try. But Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, going back exactly 1 year and playing a show. And that is Mondays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And yeah, whew. You can catch all the Zombo you want, though, if you go to zombo.world or zombo, zomboco.com. And there you'll see a SoundCloud page with probably just a lot of music, a lot of shows, probably about 50, 60 shows, more than what you ever want to listen to. But you can download them too. Trade them with your friends. Wear them like a hat. I don't care. Oh, I should tell you some important things, though. All right, speaking of chicken and tacos, you know, you can buy chicken tacos with food stamps, I hope. I reckon. And Just Harvest can help you do that. Many folks are eligible and don't even know it because they're too damn hungry. They can't think straight. You don't even need to be on welfare. But come on, man. Everybody, let's get on welfare while it's still here. What the hell? Come on, man. Come on and take the free ride. That's right. All right, you can be working pulling part-time. That's right. You can be working your ass off and still not have enough money for food. It's criminal. It's just criminal. But freedom ain't free. Remember that. It ain't free. It used to be free. Freedom used to be free. That's how it got its name. Freedom. Used to be freedom was free. It was free up until like my 1980s. Around the 1980s, they start charging for freedom. And you know, freedom ain't free. Well, it used to be free. That was the good part about it. The best things in life are free. Now we got to pay for it? Now you got to pay for freedom? Oh, man. I don't like where that's going. But anyhow, you gotta get your food stamps, 412-431-8963, and buy a bunch of chicken tacos, man. That's what today's show. Today's show is all chicken. And if you eat too much, I have a smoothie. If you're eating too much or not enough, you can call Compulsive Chicken and Taco Eaters Anonymous. They're a local nonprofit organization that offers free help around the clock. That's right, around the clock. And to anyone in the community, they offer a free 12-step program. That's right. I don't know about that last step, though. It's a dilly, you know. Self-help group, anyone's got a problem with food, eating not enough food, too much food, too little, and then they just don't like chicken. There's some people that don't like. I know some guy that hates chicken. I can't believe there was a human being that ever hated chicken. But I know of one. He hated chicken. How do you hate chicken? I don't understand. Oh, well, they have phone meetings and get-togethers and parties and stuff. So 412, you don't even care about the rest of the numbers. Go find your browser. There it is, right where you left it. CEAHOWPA.org. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. It's simple, it's fast, it's free, and it's delicious. This is Zombo right here in your brain, RCT. And today's show is chickens and tacos, or choco chickens. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Even though when the show gets repeated a year from now, people are going to go, chickens and tacos? Choco chicken? I don't understand. I'm not a privy to this information. He must be making crazy stuff up like he always makes up. So next week I get to interview zombies, like the same zombies all over again. Here you go. What was it like getting shot in the head? Well, they had a blood thing come out of my... That's fascinating. That's fascinating. I got to bone them now. It is always a nice time. And that is the Night of the Living Dead weekend, which is happening at the Monroeville Mall. And I don't know what's going to happen, what the future of that's going to be, because they're going to be gutting that Monroeville Mall. I don't know, man. I got my paws crossed that it hangs in there. But then again, you know, what do I know? What do I know? I know the sandblasters are coming up next with tarantula taco. I'll give you that. And I should tell you some of the shows that are happening on this station. A Course in Miracles. And that's New Age Psychobabble, Satanic Seduction, and everything in between. Frequencies and Codes for Cultivating Inner Awareness with DJ Mother God for Spiritual Instructions. This sounds creepy. This sounds creepy. I don't know about this show. When is it on? Sundays. That's on Sundays, too. 5 to 7. I don't know, man. That sounds creepy. How about the Forever Show? The Inverse, the Obverse, the Converse. Wear your Converse. Reverse with DJ New Angle on RCT. The only show ever on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. There you go. So there's your list of things to do. Mm-hmm. What else is shaking bacon? No, I'm not going to do any bacon tunes. Tarantula taco. That's right. The sandblasters. Yeah. In Nine Brains.
Haile Selassie is the Almighty. Bless it. Take it.
Our meditation is the rights for the people, protecting their love, yeah.
Their works and ways, they're doing it so right. Yo, just perfect your words, hey.
The foreign editor, you grow nice and king. The birds of foreign repatriation, they must sing. The foreign editor, you grow nice and king. The youth of foreign, my righteousness, they must sing.
Make your study more evil. Work for they say their pay are still not suitable. Economic pay, likewise, the business and them gamble. We love Africa, rats and it's snow. Step to Babylon, you only a rubble of people. It is the use, it's the clown, where the bone of here, the Bible. Gold by the name, so dreadful and terrible. Emperor Selassie, I the balance and the humble. Babylon, you don't crumble, me tell you. The foreign debates are used, crown and king.
Well, I like my chicken fried size. Chicken just can't be beat. chicken's name. About handy little chicken fry size, it's pretty well near the same. Gabriel blows his horn. If I don't like chicken fried sides, brother, roasted ears ain't corn. Well, I like my chicken fried sides when I gather around my pen. I like them young and tender and not so wise, like someone's doing in. Because she done seen a lot of every rooster in the flock. Yeah, I like my chicken fried sides when I get my skillet hot. When I get my skillet hot.
Tearing up that Merle Travis tune, Edwin and the Hatchers, doing I Like My Chicken Frying Size. Before that, we had Sizzla doing King Taco, and Link Ray, Run Chicken Run, and what else? We had these, Sandblasters? The Sandblasters doing Tarantula Taco. Yeah, whoo, man, tacos and chicken, man, that's today. And that is fabulous, isn't it? It's what a fun music, you know. There's never been a sad, I don't think there's ever been a sad song written about a chicken or a taco. I'm thinking, no, there hasn't. So there you go with that. All right, here's what we got. So I will not be on next week. I'll be a repeat show or something. I don't know when we'll play, but it'll be something. I could replay this show again. I don't know. Why? Why bother? I'll find something interesting for you guys to hear, or maybe whatever. Needless to say, today's show is chicken and tacos, and yes, sirree, if you can figure that out, good for you. If you can't figure it out, good for you. Like, have your head in the sand, man. Yeah. Nah, nothing poignant, nothing insightful, nothing profound. Just Hazel Atkins doing the chicken walk, Zombo in your brain.
We'll be right back. So I even heard a time or two.
Relax. This Colonel Sanders job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. Psycho chicken. Him once, why pluck him again? The psycho chicken.
A classic for you right there. Psycho Chicken by The Fools. That fits right in nicely. Then we heard Go Taco, which is the Pet Shop Boys smashed together with Perry. What was the guy's name? Perry Grip. It's Raining Tacos. And before that, we heard Just Like Regular Chicken, which was Kid Koala, great turntablist, doing some stuff with that. Tres Tacos from the latest Bloodshot Bill album of the same name, Tres Tacos. And everything began with Hazel Atkins. Hazel the Haze Atkins. Chicken Walk.
Yeah.
Chicken tacos. That's what we got today. That damn tamale. Yes. How does he do it? How does he do it? Why does he do it is more important the question. Let's see what I got to tell you about. Let's tell you about... Well, since we're talking chicken and we're talking tacos, you know that nearly 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger? That's a lot of hungry kids. That's a lot of hungry hippos. That's one out of every five kids is starving. Ho, 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 ho. You need to feed that kid. Feeding America is now. Oh, I interrupt this to let you know that that program has been canceled. Sorry, big giant gold airplane needs more money. But Feeding America was, I'm put past tense on this, a nationwide network of local food banks together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion meals to kids in need. How about that? 3 billion meals to kids in need. And you know, the funny thing is, they say anarchy is 9 meals away. They say the average person, that's right, if they miss 9 meals, if they don't eat for 3 days, you're looking at anarchy. Keep that in mind. Do your math. That's right. You know, people, whole families don't eat for, they miss just nine meals. And that is it, man. Game over. But with your help, Feeding America, a nationwide network of food banks can help the fridges of children. I didn't know these kids have fridges. Wait a minute. These kids got fridges and microwave ovens. What's going on with these kids? Why, you rotten, spoiled, but you're hungry. All right, well, feedamerica.org. Find your local food bank and give them something. Come on, do it. It's easy to do, too. Like when you're checking out, and at the Giant Eagle. And like, oh, man, I forgot to ring all these groceries in. Oops. Well, you know what? I'll donate some money to the food bank. There you go. Alleviate your guilt. Ah, Lordy. Yeah. No promotional thing here happening this weekend. It's just you, the chickens, the tacos, and then this guy is having at it. So there. You want some more? You still hungry for more? Satan Gave Me a Taco by Beck. Zombo in Your Brain. RCT.
Satan gave me a taco and it made me really sick. The chicken was all raw and the grease was mighty thick. The rice was all rancid and the beans were so hard. I was getting kinda dizzy, eating all the lard. There was aphids on the lettuce and I ate every one. And after I was done, the salsa melted off my tongue. Pieces of tortilla got stuck in my throat. And the stains on my clothes burned a hole through my coat. My stomach was trembling, I broke out in a rash. I was so dry and thirsty and I didn't have no cash. So I went and found a hose, tore off all my clothes, turned on the water and it shot right up my nose. Some old lady came along and she thought I was a freak. So she beat me with a handbag till I could hardly speak. I was lying there naked, my body badly bruised in a pool of my own blood. Unconscious and confused, when the cops came and got me and threw me in their van. When I woke up on the ceiling and I couldn't find my hand, they took me to the judge, his eyes are glowing red. The courtroom was filled with witches and the dead. Well, the sheriff was a hellhound with fangs and claws. The prisoners were tied up and chained to the walls. The air was getting thick, the smoke was getting thicker. The judge read the verdict, said, cut off his head. Well, they placed me on the altar and he raised up the axe. My head was about to explode when I noticed the marshal stacks. I noticed all the smoke machines, cameras and lights. Some guy with a microphone running around dancing in tights. And I noticed the crew and the band playing down below. And I realized I was in a rock video. So I went and joined the band. And I went out on tour. And I smoked a lot of heroin. And I passed out in the door. I made out with the groupies. Started fires backstage. Made a lot of money. And I gave it all away. Well, the band got killed. So I started a solo career. And I won all the awards.
the Mighty Cramps with Chicken. And then we heard the original version by the Spark Plugs. So that's kind of a band. Cramps really knew how to find obscure music, you know, supercharge it and make it their own. Nice double shot of Chicken there. Before that, we heard the Tijuana Taco by Chum. And the set began with Beck, Satan Gave Me a Taco. So interesting things about chickens. You know, chickens are descended. They're supposed to be like the closest living relative to dinosaurs, especially the Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's right. They're actually a descendant of the Tyrannosaurus. So that's kind of interesting. It went from like king of the reptiles, you know, king of the dinosaurs to chickens. And they actually, you know, are known to have great memories. They can recognize at least 100 people faces, and they have great vision, and they can dream. How about that? They can dream, and they play. Chickens are what else? They're descended from red jungle fowl, a wild bird native to Southeast Asia. There you go, and they can actually remember experiences. Like, so if you're bad to a chicken, they remember, like they always say, elephant never forgets, chickens also never forget. So what else have we got here about chickens? That's interesting. They can actually lay eggs independent of a rooster. So there you go. And the price of eggs now, I think, what, they're 3 cents now. I think that's fascinating. The price of eggs, and I just filled up my gas tank. It was $14 to fill up my my big monster truck. Only took $14. That gas being only 86 cents. That's awesome, man. Man, is it great. I love it. Freedom ain't free, but you can get a good bargain on it. Yeah, buddy. I got to tell you a couple of things here. Let's see here. How about some, what do we got here? This looks, nope. I don't know. That's even more depressing than starving kids. Let's see here. Who cares about that? All right, here we go. Alrighty, the AAAARP, that's for real old alcoholics, the AAAARP. They're an online resource that connects you with other really old alcoholics. The AAAARP is also a, they also have a auto club too. So if you're stuck by the side of the road and you're an old alcoholic person, you can actually call the AA, and then Fonzie will show up and say A, the end. No, but really, the AARP understands the challenges of caring for anyone and you love there, and that's why they created the AARP, an online resource that connects you with the experts and other caregivers. That's right. So, you old alcoholics that are still driving around, we got you covered, buddy, with the AARP. And then they show up with an ARP synthesizer, too. They kind of decorate the thing. Oh, we got, let me tell you about a show. I'll tell you about a show. Let's see. We will tell you about, my buddy Wound Liquor. That's right. Wound Liquor is your key to a healthy, fearless living. Join Doc Anemonia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted music mixtures, soothing clinical judgments, mentholated and atomic sump particles, stuff like that. Thursdays, 11 a.m. right here on this station. And Alternative Radio. It's a program that provides information and analysis. And show that the frequently ignored or that are stories that are ignored by the corporate media. That's right. Mondays 7 a.m. to 7:01. Yeah. In your brain, there's Zombo in your brain. And today is chickens and tacos. Yeah, you know, I like to stay topical. So if you hear this show in a repeat like a year or so from now, you wonder why he's doing a chicken taco show. You can go to the Google and type in 2025 May of 2025 T.A.C.O. And then you'll find out exactly what was happening. And the big funny thing with tacos and chickens, man, I'll tell you what, it writes itself. Comedy just writes itself. So here's something cool. by the Wrecking Crew. Wrecking Crew was like a whole band of incredible musicians in the 60s and 70s, practically on every release. Here's them doing an instrumental thing as the Defenders doing a song called Taco Wagon in your brain RCT.
Invitation to see a celebration down at Antique Skinner's. Did you believe the pigs from each plantation
will give us an ovation
when they see that possum pie and fricassee? Just smell them onions cooking.
Just watch them darkies looking
in the pot to see what Polanyi's got. Grab your best gal, invite another pal, everybody's welcome, yeah. Come along to Annie's dinner, chicken dinner. The pig who picks the wishbone will be the lucky winner of a brand new pair of homespun panties.
No other spinner spins a pair of panties like my Annie's.
Come along, you little cotton pickers, picky pick from everywhere. Down at Auntie's dinner, chicken dinner, everybody will be there.
Come on, Mandy, hurry up or they'll have all that chicken in us.
I ain't a-going.
You ain't a-going? Why isn't you going, huh?
Cause I ain't.
Say, Mandy, you isn't jealous, is you?
Well, I isn't exactly jealous, but I don't like that Matilda Jackson.
Why don't you like her, Mandy, huh?
Well, if you must know, I observed you paying her very marked attention, that's why.
Why, Mandy, don't you know that she am my own beloved cousin?
Lord, is she?
Sure she is. Now will you go?
Oh, sure I will.
Then come along. You had his dinner, chicken dinner. The pig who picked the wishbone will be the lucky winner of a great big stack
cup, glasses, cake, and candy. No other cook can cook a cookie like old Auntie. Cuckoo, come along.
Come along, come along, you little dots and fingers. Picky stick from everywhere. Down at Auntie's Chillers, chicken dinner, everybody will be there.
Come on, you folks, meander in back of Alexander.
He will lead the marching and show the way
right down by Auntie's cabin.
And lordy, how do you have
them? Such a time being called as Auntie's feeding day.
Oh, what I'm that I'm smelling, huh?
It must be watermelon.
And a ham that's sizzling in Auntie's pan.
Wee!
Take your mother